And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. 1 second song.
Hey, Jay's here. G'day, mate.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
We're good. We're good.
Now, Lingy is not here today, but no, we're still not going to play as per normal. What is the theme this morning?
Well, last week, no one was here, basically. I think, Loggy, you were the only one here on Thursday, so we had to skip a week.
Ah,
and it's
yeah,
a shame
course,
because it's one of my favourite weeks of the year last week because it was the Denny Ute Muster.
No, but being, I feel like it's come to this week,
being
though.
Being formerly from Deniliquin, I do love that time of year, so... Yeah. We're going a little bit of country style today.
Oh, I'm not going to know
okay.
any of this. I'm not
this
gonna
is
know
gonna be, if this is going to be niche AJ country songs.
The obvious rule to this is they had to be something that broke through mainstream. They
okay.
didn't just stay on the country charts.
Okay.
Two and first names. All male country artists have two first names.
Toby Keith. Yep. Yep. That's the first
Luke,
one
Keith
I went
Urban.
To.
Luke Bryan. I'll come up with more.
Okay.
Keith Urban's not real country.
Yeah.
Someone said to me the other day that his hair is freaky. You know, he's in the news at the moment.
Yeah.
His hair's like dead straight and it makes them feel weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does that make you feel
weird? I have nothing to add to that.
You have nothing.
I don't know. I don't want to rag on someone's hair.
Yeah.
No, I'm not like you, Tom.
Tom can.
I can because I don't have any, so... Anyway, I look like a thumb. Here we go. how are we going to play this without Lingy? So I will. I'll still get the one second.
And if you can't get the one second,
you're back
I
in the game. Yeah. All right. So it's the country.
I love when we have programming meetings on air.
We're just making sure everybody else playing at home understands. 1 second song. What song is this? You are like that Hollywood psychic that when he's like eyelids flicker and he scribbles on a piece of paper when he's doing his readings. That's what you do when you hear the music. What are you writing? You've written so many words. You couldn't be.
So
what
do
you
write?
Do
you know what it is?
Show me what you're writing.
No,
I don't know what it is, but
yeah.
I want to know what. How
I think I know what it is. So I'm just writing down what I think it is. Go. Loggy. It's all in my head.
Not quite.
Well, it's my head.
Nope.
Okay.
It's the next one.
I'll have five.
Think about it over and over again.
Over and over. It's over and over again.
By
it's Nelly.
And?
And Tim McGraw.
And Tim McGraw.
What? See, two first
how
names.
How did that get into your brain?
McGraw is absolutely not a first name.
McGraw. The old Crawl McGraw.
You don't have a friend with a kid called McGraw?
Let's hear the full song.
Play the song.
This came out when I was 11. I spent many nights staring at the roof thinking about
whoa,
girl
whoa,
I had a crush
much.
On.
Wow.
I don't want any more information.
I was 11.
We're way in deep here with AJ.
Ooh, okay, that's 1 point. No, 2 points to me because I got it at 3 seconds, I think. All right, here we go. What song is this? Go again. It sounds like Beck.
Does have a bit of a Beck sound, actually. It's not. It's a song.
Okay. It's a song that we play, but we only ever play the B side one. We never play his big one. We never play his big one. That's
is
what
it
I
like
think.
Tal
is.
Backman or
something?
Isn't
it? Stop.
No, not even close.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Let's have 3 seconds of it, and you're in the game.
Parents threw big parties.
Loggy, everything's going to be all right.
Yeah.
No.
Rockabye. It's Rockabye.
Bye.
It's not. I thought it was Tal Backman. It's not Tal Backman. It's the other one. It's the other one.
What's his name?
I'm looking over Bal at Chris's office.
Bal Tackman.
No, you're throwing me now. What's it? Rockabye. Oh.
Rockabye. By that blonde. He's got blonde hair.
Let's have a bit more of the song.
I know.
I've seen her share of devils in this angel.
Town.
Hang on. Is it Sean Mullen?
Sean Mullen!
Chris is losing outside with the punching dart
wall. He's standing outside the office yelling at us.
Oh my God.
We'll split that one?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh my God.
Look, Tal Backman and Sean Mullen, same person.
Tal Backman's a political analyst.
Is he really?
In the States now. Oh, I think he's on Fox News.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Fun stuff we learn playing this game.
I know.
All right. So I don't think you can beat me from here, but
you
let's.
You take it as a win, but yeah, we'll play.
Yeah, okay. Question number three. What's 1 second of this?
Loggy.
Oh,
sorry.
No, you can go.
I know what it is.
You can have
it. It's This Kiss.
Yeah.
And it's Faith Evans.
Let's hear it. No.
Sorry. Faith. Tim McGraw's wife. Faith Down.
Faith.
Faith.
Hill.
Faith Hill.
Faith Down.
So AJ tried to do some mime down.
Oh, this is a hill.
You've gone
like
down.
That down a hill.
Faith Down.
Faith Down.
So much yelling. I'm so sorry.
Sorry, everybody. So this is a really fun round.
That was a really fun round. Thank you, AJ.
I'm going to take the win for that one. I don't know what the scores were at the end, and I feel like
I think it's best not to think about it.
Yeah. All right. 1 second song returns next Thursday.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
We're asking, why did they try and keep your bond after a video has gone viral of a cleaner up in New South Wales? She was hired by a tenant. She went there, spent the whole weekend cleaning, end of bond cleaning, and then got a call back from the real estate agent saying, no, we're not going to give the bond back because there's some sticky residue on the dishwasher.
Yeah.
And here's the video.
Okay.
Here's a bit of the audio.
Yeah.
She's never used the dishwasher. This is why real estates and landlords lose good tenants. So you're going to call back the cleaning business owner who spent their weekend here, like we spent our weekend here, and you're going to call them back for a sticky piece on the front when the tenant never used.
What's that ripping sound, Loggy?
It's the protective barrier that comes with new dishwashers.
The sticker.
The sticker on the dishwasher. Still and they're there. Like, no, you're not going to get your bond back. So we're asking, why did they try and keep your bond?
Yeah, on 52232955. Megan's in Bell Park. Morning, Megan.
Good morning, everyone.
Have you had an incident, something like this happened to you? They tried to keep your bond?
Yeah, so back when I was about 15, we were relocating, like my mum and my family were relocating from Cairns back to Townsville. And mum used to do bond cleaning as a business and she, you know, got the house all smick and span. We moved and then it was like 2 to 2.5 weeks later, the real estate contacted mum and were threatening to keep her bond and have to get someone to come back through because there was bugs and dust that had gathered in the bathtub and the windowsills. Because they didn't actually come and inspect the property until 2.5 weeks or 2 weeks later.
Oh.
Yeah, that is absolutely annoying.
So we're gonna let it sit for, you know, a good couple of weeks before we come and have a look at the cleaning that you did 2 weeks ago. And if it's not spick and span still, yeah, that sucks. Did she get it back? Did she get the money back?
Yeah, because they tried to do the whole, you've got to come back and clean it. And mum's like, okay, let me just drive 4.5 hours, no dramas, I'll see you in 10.
Yeah.
and mum ended up getting the proof of, like, when they had gone into the property. And because there was such a delay in us moving out and the real estate coming through, because there was, like, the Queensland equivalent for VCAT and all the rest of it, and they just looked at the real estate and were like, you're idiots.
Yeah, good. Nice. I had a similar thing in Townsville too.
Ooh, they tried to call the same real estate.
No, well, seriously, it was so bad. Mum and I did a clean, like a full Macedonian clean.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, you're going to have to come back. And I'm like, I had moved to Victoria at this stage. Like, you're going to have to come back because there's dust in the tracks of one of the wardrobes. And I was like, what? You are effing kidding me, aren't you?
Do they get a cut? If they get to keep the bond, do they get a cut?
I don't know. It was ridiculous, especially because when we moved in, it was absolutely filthy. And we left it better than when we moved in.
That's why it's so important to get photos of the condition of all of it when you move in.
Oh, yeah. I'm one of those people that's like, see that tiny little speck there on the roof? Yeah. Yep, that's not mine.
That's not mine.
Because this is what happens.
I would love to know if anyone does know. Do real estate agents get a cut of the bond if they don't give it back to the tenant? Is that Like, what's the how's it work?
It's K-Rock's very own Four Corners report.
Yeah, we're doing a deep dive. Morning, Martin and Lara.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good, thanks. Good. I was asking the question, how does it work? Do real estate agents get a cut of the bond if they do not give it back to the tenant, the outgoing tenant? Do they get a cut of it and then the landlord gets the rest and some gets used on whatever repairs are needed, like whether there's some dusting, you need to pay someone $20 to go around and dust. But Martin, you've been a landlord before and it played out. And it gives us a bit of an indication as to how it works. Tell us about being your landlord situation.
Yeah, this happened a few years ago, guys. I had the tenant's damaged the garage roller door, and the real estate asked me if I would like to use one of their contractors to replace the doors. I consented to it. The bond that the tenants had provided was more than sufficient for the amount required to replace the roller door. And it all took place. The garage door was replaced, everyone was happy. 6 months later, I get a debt collector's letter, notice, to say that I owed the roller door company, $1,800.
Oh. So, what? So was it more expensive than the bond covered or what?
No, the bond was over $2,000. So they never paid the contractor that completed the work. They would have taken the bond from the bond authority. So the tenants, once the bond gets lodged, it goes to the bond authority, RCBA, I believe.
Yeah.
They would have, with my consent that I provided, they would have obtained the bond. And I don't know, they would have been sitting on the money for 6 months in maybe some savings account or similar.
Oh, the real estate agents just absorbed the bond and not paid the... and it's gone to you. Did you get it all sorted out? Did they end up... copping to it and saying, yes, we will pay it, or what?
It did take some time to get it sorted out, and obviously there was an excess amount that was supposed to be returned to me, which obviously they did, but it took some time. It shouldn't happen, guys. We pay a fee to these real estate agents to manage and look after their property so we can, sleep and move on with our lives. But,
Oh.
Close the roller door on those real estate agents, I imagine.
Yes, which we won't name.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
We've missed Lingy this morning, and I kind of wanted, if I was going to tell this story, I wanted to share this thing that's happened. I was kind of hoping he'd be here, but that's okay. You can't win them all. Mm. It's probably a safer bet to assume that he won't be here for something than it is to assume that he will.
Well, you can keep talking and run out of time to even tell me the story if you want.
I'm trying to run out of time. Okay, so I was off last week, as you'd be aware, and was home for the second week of school holidays, hanging out with the girls. Mm-hmm. But when you're doing that, you're also getting sort of life admin done, things that you don't generally have time to do during the week. I mean, normal people anyway. You and I, we're home at lunchtime, so we've got heaps of time to do everything. But... Yeah, so last week, Ruby, our dog, she's 15.
How is she?
Oh, she's alive.
Bless her.
But just, I don't know how. Put it that way.
I love her. She's gorgeous.
Almost completely blind, almost completely deaf. Little black dog is a bit sad, We don't know what she is, but she's a bit of everything. Anyway, she's a beautiful dog and she's been a part of our family for the longest time. Now... we are constantly bracing ourselves to lose her at any minute because, again, she's so, 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 so old. And we've had to sort of modify our behaviours around her, failing sight and her failing, bladder and, incontinence and all of that. So she spends much more time outside now. So we've worked out a little arrangement to make her more comfortable.
Mm.
But we still have to get her hair cut.
Oh, yeah.
And every time we get a haircut, I think to myself, that could be the last haircut she has.
Oh, how does she go with them? Does she get quiet?
She started getting pretty bad at it because she does, I think she's got a bit of the dementia. Like, I think she's, she's doing does the wander,
baby.
But so when she's having a haircut, she can't really see very well.
Yeah.
She can hear the clippers maybe a bit. I don't know. Her hearing is not great. Anyway, so... we have this beautiful lady that I know from Lara Jo comes and she brings her truck and parks it out the front and we take Ruby out, or she takes Ruby out there and she pops her on the little table and, with the leash and does the hair and the shaving and stuff. And as I say, gradually over the last year, poor Joe has had to wrangle and wrangle and wrangle more severely Ruby as she gets more skittish and less happy about having her hair cut just in general. And so it's got to the point now where this last week Joe said to me, okay, I'm going to try and bring Tom, my husband, so he can hold Ruby while I clip her.
Oh, bless, yeah, right? Yeah.
And so I know Joe and Tom from the Sporto. They are very heavily involved at Lara Sporting Club. And also, hi guys, by the way, if you're listening. You'll know, I imagine they'll know what I'm about to talk about.
Yeah.
So they're heavily involved with Lions as well. So beautiful people, right? And they cut Ruby's hair, I think it was Tuesday of last week. So they came and they plug in the power in the garage, get it ready, and out they go, and we have a little chat and whatnot, and then they do their thing. And I'm inside. I had like a bunch of girls, Indy's friends and stuff. I was doing daddy daycare that day, so it's pretty chaos in the house. So I like sort of leave them to do their thing. It was good because I've held Ruby before as well a little bit to help Joe, but it's good that Tom was there as well.
Yeah. Right?
So they know what they're doing. They've been doing it for years. And then they come back out and they say, okay, Ruby's done. Thank you. Awesome. Sorted out. And then you have that sort of conversation as they're packing up out the front of the house. All right. Yeah, thanks. Okay. Well, you know, and to just catch up.
Yeah.
Like what's been happening and, you know, we'll see you around the club, that kind of thing. When they left, the last thing that I said to them, I said, okay, all right, cool. Well, no, I'll probably see you down Sporto for a palmy on a Wednesday night or whatever. And as I went to walk away, I was like, all right, guys, love yous, and then kept walking. I think I actually said, love you guys. I did. I was like,
yeah.
Okay, yep, sweet. All right, I'll see you later. Yep, love you guys. And then kept walking. And I was like, oh, I don't know these people that well.
Oh, so you just leveled up.
I just said, love you guys.
You leveled up your friendship.
I think my brain wanted to say, love your work.
Yeah.
Or I don't know. I don't know where it came from. They're sort of... Yeah, I don't know.
It's like when you call the teacher mum.
Yeah.
And you just cringe and you're still clearly cringing because you're thinking about it a week later. What did they yell back? All right,
love you guys. Nothing. That was it. That was the end of the conversation. And I like realised as soon as I said it, but I've walked, done the walk from their van to the garage. Don't look back. Don't look back.
You've just said to them, you've known them
for a couple of years, but you don't hang out with them and you've just told them you love them. Both of them too. You know Joe better than you know Tom, and Tom's thinking, what the hell is going on here? What is this kid talking about?
I reckon they probably felt really pumped after that. And you might get a message getting asked to come to some event. Yeah, who knows? I don't know what happens.
Anyway, I do love you, Joe and Tom. Love the work that you do with Ruby. And I'm just gonna work you do. Yeah, I'm just going to lean into you.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.